Do you know how long the average professional spends making slide decks every week? 5 hours. That's almost an entire workday resizing text boxes and moving around bullet points. Well, Gamma is here to rescue you from presentation purgatory. Just drop in your notes and Gamma magically turns them into polished presentations, websites, social posts, you name it. No design or coding skills required. Start for free at gamma.app and get a month of Gamma Pro for free with promo code PODCAST.
Long ago, Tillamook dairy farmers built a ship because it was the only way to share their dairy with the world. It's like they say, when you really love dairy, you build a boat. Or something like that. Tillamook, extraordinary dairy.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eva Lee is with me, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. Do you know whether he's going to impose those tariffs or not?
I don't know. I think there's a big control factor here, isn't there?
There possibly is.
Listening.
Let's talk about kids and exams. Yes. So junior and leaving cert looming.
Yeah, we're nearly there on the home stretch. I'm feeling for all the families out there where they're getting stuck, the heads are stuck in the books.
So we've got oral exams, I think, actually at the moment for a lot of kids. So parents are now into the throes of it. And I guess maybe up until now, it's been fairly straightforward. Do the homework, do that bit of study, but a bit of stress maybe beginning to creep in, which is what we're going to talk about, is it?
Yeah, it's just kind of the general gist of kind of how we can support our teenagers, both kind of emotionally, but also thrown in a few practical kind of ideas of what we can do. And look, for most of us, we've been there, and it gives me the shivers as to, it brings me back to that time. And obviously there's a lot of teenagers now making the most of the Easter holidays insofar as getting the heads down. But one thing I'd always share with families is that importance of connecting with your teenager. More often than not, they don't want to hear what we have to say. They're not interested in us problem solving or giving them advice. So the one big thing here is not underestimating the power of listening and tuning in. And some kids will wear their heart in their sleeves. Others will be, won't tell us anything. But it's just creating a space where there's that safe space to chat and validate where they may be at. Because sometimes with stress.
So validate what, just by listening to them?
Validate the emotion of, look, this is, you're nearly there. This is tough.
It's totally normal. Like
it's actually totally normal to feel a little bit demotivated, because often what happens is there's that great feeling of overwhelm for anyone where there's a big task in hand. You think, particularly for teenagers and for our junior cert kids, it's the first time the state exam. It's like, I have to do all of this study for all of these subjects, for all of these exams, and they don't know where to start. So it's kind of giving them that reassuring message that, look, it's important to start from somewhere, and it's often helping them of where to start. And creating kind of manageable, realistic goals week to week, as opposed to here until next June. And being realistic in kind of how they can set their goals.
And what about kind of offering advice unsolicited? This is how I do it now if I were you.
You see, we have to remember that we're all different in our learning. Some of us are visual, others are memory, others are, auditory. So it's actually acknowledging that we all have different preferred learning styles. So if we can do anything, it's recognizing that we're all very different, and it's not about how we found it, because we could be very different to our child in when it comes to learning and memorizing and performing on the day under pressure. So that's actually more important than saying how you do it.
Okay. So when you talk about then making realistic goals, what do you mean? Say on a week-to-week basis, is it just about doing a timetable for a few days?
Yeah, a bit of a study plan.
Okay.
There is no one size fits all. It's going to be very individual. It could be down to where you study, when you study, how fresh are you, at what stages of the day. And it could be if you've got some kind of, if you have got a whiteboard at home, maybe, or like an A3 sheet on up in the press, and to kind of go through what would be helpful. There's a great, the Pomodoro method, I know that you've heard of it. It's based on 25 minute intervals of doing work, and it's a great way to be accountable And
how long do you have off after your 25 minutes?
Well, you know, quality is better than quantity, okay. Right? So if it is that 25 minutes and
you take, sound like me now justifying my study patterns to my parents there, Aoife. Listen, quality is better than quantity here, you know what I mean?
But this
I'll
is
be
where,
back in an hour.
But you know what? The procrastination can be down to, you know, some kids don't actually know how to study.
Yeah.
And then they're feeling stressed and that's where the resistance can come into play. And that's where the rows can happen because they're going all around the houses to avoid studying in the first place. So, you know, I mentioned there about this Pomodoro method, just for anyone that really would like to have a bit of focus. There are great, some great apps called the Flat Tomato and Bear Focused Timer. And it is great for procrastination. I would be a procrastinator, I'll put my hand up. I need a bit of focus and that can be really helpful. But if they have you there to just guide them along, if you're experiencing that, don't want to know, don't let that put you off, because sometimes as the adults we're like, oh, right, they don't want my help and we'll leave them to it. But don't be afraid to come in with the hot chocolate or the favourite snacks or just even saying, look, what can we do to help?
How you talk about kind of setting realistic goals. How important is it as well for the parent to have realistic goals?
Yeah.
You know, and knowing your child, that I say, listen, I might want Aoife to go up and spend 6 hours up in the bedroom, but I know Aoife, she's not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I need to be realistic about what she can or will do.
Yeah, and that's about managing our own expectations.
Okay, yeah.
We are not our children. We are not our teenager. So it's about being realistic. And you know what? Start off having that conversation and saying, you know, because even again, resistance can be seen as pushing the boundaries and being, acting out or whatever.
Mm.
But try and look behind that. And if we again make the time to chat with them, it can often be just a lack of confidence and self-esteem. And that's when there's stress, worry, concern, pressure. Our kids can start doubting their ability. When they do that, that's where we can come in and identify their strengths. It's not all about, you know, okay, looking at the positive, but it is what, you know, like I said, their strengths, what would be helpful, what's important to them. And likewise, what could they do or what's been helpful in the past to kind of ease them, ease the nerves and again, looking at it from a practical point of view.
My sister was a real swat. Couldn't get her out of the room when she was studying. Too much study.
Yeah.
Like my parents would be trying to encourage her. They'd be shoving me back up the stairs.
Yeah,
do a bit of work there.
And, you know, that's just a pure example of how different our kids are.
Yeah.
And they're all under the same roof, but they're so different. So it's for kids that find themselves difficult to peel themselves away from the books, it's just as important to encourage time off and time with friends,
a
bit of fresh air. They're, you know, be still involved in their activities, because as we know, that can create burnout. So it's really important they have that time off as well.
And I guess over all of this period, right through to June, till the exams start, until they finish, what you don't want to do is undermine their self-esteem as well. You know what I mean? By creating unrealistic expectations, by putting too much pressure on them.
Absolutely.
By allowing them maybe to develop an idea or a notion that somehow this, how I do in these exams, is a reflection of my self-worth.
Absolutely. And they're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it for you. They're not doing it for their teacher. They're doing it for themselves. And it's about putting it into perspective. The Leaving Cert, Junior Cert, it is not the be all and end all. I might have a bit of controversy over that, but it isn't. And lots of us do amazingly well with different aspects of following the Leaving Cert. So it's just that little bit of reassurance as well.
Aoife, thanks a million for coming in to us. Sage advice, as always. Aoife Lee, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, is the, what would you call it? The Pomodoro method? Was that
the Pomodoro method, flat tomato and bear focused timer.
All right.
Could get you through it.
There's a couple of the apps to get you through it. Aoife, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.